I gotta say, that is one of my best favorite takes. When you opened that, Craig said that, man, that was, I almost wrecked the car when he asked you if you were amphibious. Oh, man, that was good, because super producer Anthony Haney and Craig Hoffman, the host of the Hoffman Show, and it, somebody, I love those little jingles when you go in and it's impromptu and you get after it. Because to be behind a glass and to produce, you have to be ambidextrous, because you are cutting. I'm watching you guys. It really is a talent to be able to function on air while producing. Like the Stallion, who, you know, the Stallion is my dude because he wears so many different hats. Also, I mean, the face of Locked On Nationals, the pod, Ryan Stallion, Clary joins us right now, talking Seam, and he's coming down. You know, he really has a grace about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some dudes just have it. Other guys have to try to figure out how to make it work. But Clary, it's almost like me as a scout. If I'm scouting, I'm looking around, I see a kid, I go, this kid looks the part. You know, he's strong from his left side. He can, you know, hits on both sides. He, as a position, he's positionless because he could do everything. It's quite impressive, quite impressive. And so he works part-time on the Grant and Danny program at 106.7 The Fan. And I love when you go to put on your baseball cap, because then I know that you're back in Little League.
Yeah.
You're back to something you really love.
I'm a baseball guy.
I know it.
I'm a baseball guy.
I know it. I know it. And so when I get to hear you talk about baseball and these situations, we're not foreign to us in the DMV, because we know when a program is spilling a little oil.
Oh, we know it.
We know it.
I mean, we know it. Trust me, the Nationals.
But all of our sport teams here, we know when that time. They've been great. 219. And look, it couldn't have been. It was ecstatic. We've been privy to some great baseball and some great baseball players. See, I remember when Soto was, you know, we got him. But Victor was all I kept hearing about. When they weren't talking about Juan, talking about Victor. In the beginning, I remember that vividly. I go, man. This was the second choice from the way I understood it. Robles. All I heard about was Robles. And then, well, who's this other dude? The other dude was chopping wood.
I know.
Chopping wood. So the development and then the team that was built here in the number ones and on and on and on and on. And then now I feel like, and it may have been because of the death, it may have been a change of philosophy, but now I'm not certain that baseball's first from the top down. And that bothers me.
I think it bothers a lot of people, Doc. And honestly, it's kind of the big question right now, because the team is cutting costs. Like, this team has not been able to spend in free agency. And, like, again, we see it in the NFL, not really to the baseball extent, mm-hmm. but, like, some teams won't necessarily pay the top dollar. And I think it proves across baseball in general that, number one, you have to develop, and number two, you have to spend in free agency. And unfortunately for the Nationals, they have not done either of those situations. That's why you saw Mike Rizzo. He got blown out. He couldn't do the developing. And then also with the ownership, like today, for instance, actually, the guy who was just traded, Kyle Finnegan, signed a one-year, $6 million contract this offseason, Doc. Half of the money is deferred across the next few seasons.
So more money out now. We're paying $32-33 million to two guys that weren't on your team this last year. And it's just, it never ends.
It never ends. And this is not like that Max Scherzer deal back in the day when they deferred the money that we're still paying today.
Right,
like,
right.
I get that. That right. makes sense. Like, that's what the Dodgers have done.
We got his service.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But for a one-year contract, it brings up questions. Like, you're like, oh my gosh, like, this isn't just the one time either. They did this last year with Joey Gallo also mm-hmm. for a one-year, $5 million contract. They deferred the money over the next few years. I have no inside knowledge of this. Like, I'm just a fan. I get to watch this team.
Well,
talk about this
team. Well, you're
more
than a fan. Don't just...
Hey, you're right. You're right.
Don't do that. I mean, you got mad skills, and you're able to cover them despite the frustration.
Of course.
Look, dude, I did it for 26 years. When you cover something you care about and they suck, it affects your psyche.
It does.
Trust me.
No, I know. You know it very well, the football team. Uh-huh. But, like, getting back to it with the Nationals, like, it brings up the question of, like, what's really going on here?
Yeah.
Like, again, because this is not, like, a usual thing. Like, teams around baseball do not defer one-year deals, especially when it's $5 million. That's peanuts. That's like you and I going to get peanut M&Ms from the vending machines. That's nothing. It's $2. Okay, done. I got my snack. That's it. They're deferring that payment over a couple of different seasons. So it brings up the question of, is this ownership group, like, in need of money at this point? Because they have not spent in free agency. And now for one-year cheap deals for Kyle Finnegan and Joey Gallo last year, who's out of baseball at this point.
Well, they're counting the dead money they're spending as money to the bottom line.
Oh, I know. But even then, it's a bottom 30% payroll in baseball.
So then sell it.
That's what the fans need at this point. And honestly, that's what everybody needs. That's right. What the organization needs. The learner ownership group, they need it at this point. You got us 2019. Thank you for that.
Love
that.
Time
to move on.
Yeah, love that. And Stallion, I'm with you. It's so frustrating, but although it's not the only sport we've gone through that frustration, but I'd like to see this get fixed because the way it's going right now, and Anthony, you could jump in, we won't get to see James Wood long term.
No.
It won't happen here.
It's not going to happen here. I mean, then again, like what? He's got 6 years left on his deal. So maybe there is new ownership. Maybe the Nationals do eventually sell. And then
maybe you
bring in like a billionaire 10 times over kind of owner that just is like, you know what? We're going to spend. We're going to keep our stars here in D.C. And they send a message. But he's a Scott Boras client. You're not going to sign him to an extension before he hits free agency.
Right.
He's going to test the market. So at this point, you're just going to have to hope and pray that the Lerner family is out at this point. And also, by the way, the Nationals actually just made another trade. They sent Alex Call to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, you know, he looks like a Dodger.
He's a Dodger. He's a Dodger. I love that guy.
I loved him, too. He's fast.
He's energetic.
He's a baseball player.
He is. He just looks like
a baseball player. And I hate that for here, but love you, Blue. You know, it's as much as they are struggling now, we feel like it's temporary if they can get arms health. Arms. What is going down now in terms of the frequency of injuries? Now, back in the day, especially my age, because I lap you guys in age, there was cats throwing no-hitters and throwing double-hitters. Pitching. Folklore tells you Satchel Paige threw a double-hitter. He pitched a double-hitter. Why now? Is it because of velocity or the fact that they're not multi-sports participants? They're just doing one thing, and one thing that long does not work.
I think it's velocity, number one, but I also think it's like the modern-day mechanics to help generate that velocity. It's like it's all in like the torque and like kind of ripping that elbow back, and it's just like a different kind of way to throw nowadays. Because back then, like you were saying, I mean, guys were
Bob
going.
Bob Feller. I mean, you have flamethrowers.
Yeah, they're throwing every night. I mean, not obviously at every, but like way often going 9 innings deep. And you know what? They run the next day, and all of a sudden they ice their arm, and they're fine to go for a few days later.
Guys throwing out 5 innings, and you're a demigod.
Yeah, and I also think, like, again, the velocity and just the way that, like, mechanics are nowadays. But also it's like the off speed. Like, guys are doing, like, these different things. Like, they're trying to hold their grip on a curveball a little bit differently to try to get a little more spin on it, and that can kind of cause some tension in the elbow, and then the elbow eventually snaps. So it's a lot of different things. I do think for a majority of it, it's the velocity, because again, like, that is wear and tear on your ligaments and your joints and all that stuff. So eventually at some point in time, Father Time will catch up to everybody. And in some cases, these arms, the elbows, I mean, they're really sensitive. Like, I've had an elbow injury my whole life. I played baseball, injured it back in high school. It's never been the same. Like, it's just one of those things where it's at a high rate right now. No one necessarily knows why. But if we had to bet, it's probably because guys are just trying to throw the hardest, because that's what gets you paid nowadays. And the pitchers know that.
Clary, you know, over here on the Hoffman Show, Craig and I are casuals to an extent. But I do, you know, my due diligence when I can.
Baseball ant.
Yes, sir. How surprised were you that Mackenzie Gore wasn't moved off of? And the only reason I ask that is because I feel as though we're in a weird situation with the team in general where we sort of kind of have to rebuild and, you know, start from the bottom. And I think his value right now is at its highest as it will be for, you know, years to come anyway, because we only have him under team control for like 2 more years, right?
Yeah, I mean, he has 2.5 years left in his deal.
Yeah.
And, like, again, like, it kind of goes back to ownership as to why Wood trade him, because he's a Scott Boras client like James Wood. You're not going to be able to extend this guy.
Nope.
And, again, if you were to ask yourself this, are the Nationals going to be competitive the next 2 years? No. Even with Mackenzie Gore, no, they will not be. So, for me, I'd rather get value in return.
Yeah.
Get your prospects in here because, again, the only reason why we thought the Nationals could be good this season is because of that Juan Soto trade.
Yep.
If you take away that Juan Soto trade,
don't even go there.
We would be the Rockies. We would be the Colorado Rockies. And so Mackenzie Gore is not on that Juan Soto level.
Yeah.
We all know that. But you would get a really good return with some really good players in that could potentially help you win right here and right now and potentially next year and then in 2027. So yeah, you do lose an ace, and I would have made this move. I would have traded him away and done. Like, again, it sucks. Like, I get the frustrations with the fans about how they want to keep their in-house stars. Like, you want to keep this guy. He's a stud. He's great and all of that. But he's not going to be here in 2 years.
Yeah.
He's just not. He's going to walk in free agency, and I've kind of come to that realization. It's a sucky one, but still, that's just the time right now in D.C.,
As a manager, and we know you've got another appointment to get to, but if I'm a manager worth my salt, why would I want to come somewhere where the structure above me is just dysfunctional?
Exactly. And the people know in the game. They know in the game. Like, the word gets around. Mike Rizzo is a well-respected guy. You don't think, like, the next manager or the next GM coming to town is going to call Mike Rizzo and be like, hey, what's going on with the Learners? Like, what's going on with them?
Well,
it's talking to agents. Like, people know. And so I think, again, the real problem right now, I think we're all on the same page with this, it's ownership. That's going to have to change, and then hopefully some good changes will come from that, and maybe we'll actually be able to talk about another postseason team here in town, because, again, and that was a lot of fun in the 2010s. That was the team in the town.
Yeah,
so.
Well, we'll see what happens. Hope for a good weekend. It's Sunday, the Hall of Fame induction once again over there, and it's always a special Sunday, and we're able to bring some people in and honor them and their careers, and so that'll be a whole bunch of fun.
That will be fun. Good to see you, Doc.
See you Sunday. I tell you, the Stallion, man, he's smooth, isn't he?
Yeah. Smooth as a baby's butt.
Yeah, no question about it. Yeah, player.
Yes, sir.
No, Ryan does a great job. You can tell he's talking about something he loves. 5:15 in the nation's capital. We'll keep it going. We will not hog the microphone. You can join us, 301-230-0980. Of course, have I bragged on that Odyssey app enough so far?
I don't believe it's so.
Free. I think we should charge.
Yeah.
I really do. It's awesome. Stay with us. We'll be back.